Item 2, progress report of three units. One subcommittee plus two task groups. Start off with Winston and his harbor plan review subcommittee. Winston, please.
Thank you, Chairman. Well, the written report is in paper number 5209. We have had our 27th subcommittee meeting held on March 18. A couple of items were discussed. We have discussed about the proposed cycle track between Tuen Wan and Tuen Mun. So this will be a 22 kilometers long and 3.5 meter to 4 meter wide cycle track along the waterfront from Tuen Wan to Tuen Mun. Well, we have discussed about this, and there is a committee of supported the cycling activities along harbor front. Members generally had no in principle objection to the project. We consider that it is important to identify the end users and their needs. We also comment that rather than a mere length of track, a place-making approach should be adopted to incorporate more activities along the cycle track so as to increase the vibrancy. Well, second, we also discuss about the harbor area treatment scheme stage 2A, and there are two sites that contains a preliminary treatment work, that is two building extension to the central as well as to the Wan Chai East preliminary treatment works. The project was by Drainage Service Department. We noted that these additional building was essential, and we also appreciated that other than just building that infrastructure building, there are also associated landscape work proposed by the Drainage Service Department. We have commented that while doing this project, we have recommended that the proponent to propose a wider waterfront promenade, setting back the boundary walls and reducing the footprint of the development. We also ask that the surrounding area streetscapes should be enhanced. In fact, a couple of members have actually visited this site on 21st of April, and we are going to provide our written comments to the relevant department. Third item, we are also briefed by the planning department about a comprehensive development area of two at Hong Kong. There are two CDA sites. We are briefed about the development parameters, planning requirement, and design guidelines for the two sites. The subcommittee noted the parameters. Generally, we consider that these were in line with the harbor planning principle and guidelines. We also make some suggestions, proposing on building area adjoining the waterfront promenade and introducing mixed use and to activate this area, stipulating a minimum green ratio to guide future development. We also propose to enhance the interface of public transport interchange podium within the surroundings. Item 4, we have also been briefed about the proposed construction of the Hong Kong section of the Guangzhou Shenzhen Hong Kong Express Rail Link. They are temporary construction facility at work area at the harbour front, and there are also seawall modification at West Kowloon Sea Front. We were briefed by the Mass Transit Railway Corporation Limited and Highway Department. The corporation and the department proposed the use of a quite a substantial length of the West Kowloon waterfront to be used as a temporary barging point for construction materials. The subcommittee actually has a great concern on the substantial size of the proposed work area along the seafront. While noting the need for disposing an enormous amount of spoil, but without a comprehensive picture on the future development and implementation program of the West Kowloon Cultural District, including its interface and surrounding department, the subcommittee, well, instead of lending support, in fact, we cannot lend support to using the waterfront as a the extensive use of the waterfront as a marching point. So we could only knock the proposed work. Item 5 relates to, we will also discuss about the Hong Kong Island East Harbour Fund study, the Stage 1 public engagement program. We are briefed by the planning department and its consultant on the commencement of a public engagement program related to the Harbour Fund enhancement proposal for Hong Kong East. In fact, we have appreciated the expansion of that study scope to include beyond the harbour limit, actually, Hang Fa Tsuen and Siu Sai Wan area, actually beyond the harbour limit, but these were included into the study because they were part of the Eastern District. So we were brief about this and we note that this is on an ongoing engagement program. The above were the discussion made in the subcommittee meeting. In fact, the subcommittee also held several working meetings during this reporting period. We have had a working meeting to explore the harbourfront enhancement opportunity on March 4, particularly on the short-term tenancy along the harbourfront. Well, we have actually identified 4 potential sites and asked the Development Bureau, the harbour unit, to look into the possibility of taking this up as quick win project. And this area includes the harbourfront area of Hong Kong, the ex-North Point SA site, some temporary enhancement in Kai Tak waterfront, and 4th, removal of advertising billboards in Wan Chai near the Cross Harbour Tunnel. Well, the subcommittee would monitor the progress of the matter in subsequent meetings. Finally, we have two working meetings regarding the infantry. Well, thanks for the help of the secretariat and the planning department, we have been composing a jigsaw puzzle on what is happening along all different large and small sites along the entire waterfront. And you will be surprised to know that they are of different uses and managed by different departments. Some are of short-term tenancy, some are planned, but things are not executed. And there's a lot of interesting features over there. And then we finally have an overview of this, the entire harbourfront. We were also briefed by the planning department on all this information, and this infantry will be updated. So this will be a useful tool for identify a further harbour enhancement project in the near future, working together with relevant department and the harbour unit. Okay, so it appears to be a long report, Chairman. We've done lots of work and many meetings. Thank you, Chairman.
Commission and subcommittee, thanks for all the hard work done. It has always been a very busy subcommittee all this year. Some of the things that Winston report on actually probably relate to our agenda item number 4, which is a more detailed report on the Bureau's harbour unit. If you look at our agenda item 4, perhaps we could have further discussion on harbourfront planning, enhancement, and management when we come to agenda item number 4 later this afternoon. Thanks again. Nick, you have something there?
Sorry, Chairman, just under that item then, could we just discuss how we manage, if you like, our relationship with the West Kowloon DA in the future? Perhaps we touch on that in that discussion as well. Thank you.
No, even we sort of touch upon that, but
yeah. No, the point, Chairman, is that Paul and I, as collaborators, when Paul Zimmerman and I are nominated collaborators on behalf of HEC, and we attended a meeting earlier in the week when we were briefed on how Transport Department was planning to address the issue of connectivity, particularly in the context of the surrounding areas, both pedestrian, vehicular, and rail. And it seems to me that the link we have is a somewhat tenuous one as collaborators. I think the relationship between HEC, if you like, and the West Cumberland Authority ought to be something rather more tangible. And it would ought to meet, from my perspective, ought to be, if you like, a close working relationship. And whether collaboration is the right model, because we were sitting there with the other professional institutions commenting on plans, but it was a fairly general discussion, and I think we should be closer, that's my point.
I guess it would also be up to us, Nate, if you have specific ideas, specific points you want to talk to the West Harlem district authority people. We can always request meeting, request sessions.
I mean, just coming out, we'll report later, obviously, on the connectivity briefing. But it seems to me we should be having a half yearly presentation briefing from them on what they're doing, because there's so much going on there now, and that affects the harbour.
We could suggest that I think the authority and the administrative unit, the associated authority, is sort of in its formative stage. They haven't really got around to report to any the stakeholders yet. But of course, that could happen. There are BC doing their own public engagement exercise. You could understand that there is a big need for engagement of the art and the cultural community. So your good friend, Paul Zimmerman, not Paul, but it's like Alan Zimmerman. He's more busy. Alan Zimmerman. Both are your good friends.
Different kind of friends.
Anyway, Alan, I saw a lot of email Alan sent around to the art community. I think he's doing a lot of that kind of stuff at this day. But we could chat with them and see whether at some point in time, once they've got something going, they will ask them to come back periodically to update us. Okay? I think Paul sort of mentioned a report a bit on your session with them too at one of our meetings recently as well, so we're well. Yeah.
Yes, Paul? Ed Seven, briefly on the cycle track in Tune 1. In addition to these notes here, and I cannot therefore not recall whether we discussed it in a task group of the task group or in the task group itself. But one thing we identified is that the cycle track in Tune 1 is going to be the major development for the entire area there. The project is defined as putting in a cycle track. So the consultants are designing a cycle track according to the transport planning and design manual. But there are major conflicts then between putting in a cycle track and harbourfront enhancements. But as this is going to be the major intervention in the entire harbourfront of Tune 1, it would be best if the project would be redefined, at least for that area, as providing continuous connectivity for pedestrians and cyclists along the Tune 1 waterfront, and then rebrief the consultants that are working on that section. Because the consultants are designing a cycle track which is 3.5 meters minimum width, with X amount of concrete on the left, right, and center, and because that is what they have been briefed to do. And whereas if they were briefed to provide continuous connectivity for cyclists,
and enhancing the water front for Tune 1, they would come up with very different solutions. And this is the biggest, and the biggest intervention and the only real opportunity for fixing up that area there. So a revisiting of that brief for the CDD by the Development Bureau would be the right way forward for Tune 1.
Thank you. Yes?
Chairman, I would actually second that because I think it's earlier that change happens better, because if the project continues further with the cycle, just the cycle track in mind, it then may become too late to actually get anything more than that. So early intervention, I guess, into the process of changing somehow would be good.
One doctor? Any further comment? Vincent, you have any other questions? Just to say, what do you think? Not a shabby,
there. Well, what is the name of the Chinese?土木工程署CDD，咁就即係我亦都同意，就係話嗰個不應單係一條單車徑咯。咁頭先我報告嚟，亦都報告咗，就係話即係委員係即係提出過，即係應該係用一個即係令到佢更加活化嘅環境為目標，同埋即係作為即係嗰區嘅一個景點，即係去加強嗰個即係活力，即係呢一個就大前提。咁嗰個意向應該就係已經係向即係土木工程署嗰度係反映咗。咁我提議主席，即係如果今日嗰個會議記錄，我哋將再將剛才委員即係再重新提出嘅意見，再去即係記錄在案之後，再將呢一個即係記錄咧，係向即係 CEDD 嘅同事咧，係去即係提出咯。
Thank you。誒，冇事啦。Yes, Carlo。
Sorry for being late. I may not have catch up with what I've been discussing about the cycle thing. But one issue I don't know whether you mentioned it about the time frame for its completion. Because I heard from the news that there's two stages of the development. One, the first stage is more about in the other side of the Toro Harbor, around Toro Harbor. And then after the completion of this part, and then we go back to the Chunmun track. But I don't know whether there's been an issue under discussions, because I consider that why they cannot be, these two projects, why they cannot be proceed at the same, parallel at the same time. So why take so long a time to make the two tracks complete at different stages, and then why? I don't know. Is it able for us to speed up the process so that we have the whole, take it as one single project so that we can complete at the same time, we can have a bicycle lane that they can, I mean, go through the Boston part of New Territory, connect them in the early stage as soon as possible. Find two projects. Yes, have this been discussed? I don't know. Yeah. So my real point is that is it necessary for the government to do it at two separate projects, or can it be done at the same time so that we can complete this project at an early stage, so that we don't need to sketch these two projects for over 5 to 6 years time? I don't know whether
我只能夠答到我哋個會有冇講過呢樣嘢嘅啫，即係我代表唔到官員去回答嗰個工程嘅時間表嘅問題嘅。咁我哋似乎就係即係呢個咁細節嘅時間表，我哋係喺個會議係冇討論過嘅。咁我希望就係如果即係剛才教授嘅問題，即係如果在座有 CEDD 嘅 即係同事喺度咧，佢如果佢答到可以答。咁主席，我哋都提議即係話嗰個即係委員嘅提問，亦都係可以向即係有關當局去反映，然後即係佢嗰個當局可以俾翻個回覆我哋委員啦嚇。
我相信可能會有啲補充啊。
其實都唔係咩補充。好不好意思，今天處長又不得閒，所以他就沒有來到。咁就呢個工程項目咧，就唔係我本人做嘅，所以我都冇呢個即時嘅資料。咁至於教授嗰個問題咧，我只可以講嘅就話我會帶翻去啦，問一問佢承認啦。我諗佢一定有啲理由嘅，點解會分期嚟做？咁但我冇即時答喎。
一般 engineering project 都緊有個 schedule 嘅 ，question of where to find information 咁樣。我們請阿 John 或者幫我哋。OK， 如果冇其他comment on Ocean 嘅 subcommittee 嘅 progress report， 再一次多謝 Ocean 同佢嘅 subcommittee for all the hard work。